First question I'll ask you. Are you crazy? Do you know where golf is going right now? It's the numbers are dwindling.
I know I hear some of that, but basically there's a lot of baby boomers coming out into retirement, and I think there's still a lot of great interest in golf, and so we probably need to stimulate the youth to take up golf. It's a great relaxant, gets you away from maybe job responsibilities. I mean, if you can fit it in and four right. hours away and not being able to be reached, it's great.
I love golf. I'm gonna play devil's advocate on all of this because you've got the United States Golf Association, their campaigns. I mean, they're working with their, and the PGA working with their pros all around the country trying to get people involved. And we're talking the kids, the millennials involved in golf. Even locally, we've got something that we're seeing around the country now, but locally out at the links at Ireland Grove, an opportunity for the kids to play basically soccer golf, or kickball golf, or whatever you want to call it, where they're kicking a ball into a specially made cup. Have you seen those yet?
No, but I heard about it.
So and I think they were trying it over in Peoria, too, because people are just not coming out. So you say you think, but they know that it's going to be a tough nut to get these kids involved in golf.
Yes, I would agree, but I think there's an opportunity there. And what really spurred my interest was I've done one major development project, and so I only look for some special ones that interest me. And the first thing was David Sage in December saying maybe we should get out of the golf course business. And then the next report came out. There was a – not report. It was a editorial, I guess, by Steve Vogel and said, well, why don't we just privatize them and golf loses money and this and mm-hmm. that. And so then privatizing, I thought, no, that's great. What I don't want to see is that the quality of play at the Den and Prairie Vista go steadily downhill. And if the city has a budget crunch, then I would like to try to keep those courses really well-maintained and viable for the public here in Bloomington Normal. I mean, I tried to do a golf course back in 99 and couldn't get the land bought, and I thought there was a need for it. And it probably would have been a semi-private club.
Help me out now. In 99, was there a need? Did we have Prairie Vista at the time?
Sure.
We had the Den and Prairie Vista?
Yes.
But golf was red hot. Tiger Woods was, a rising star. Everybody
yeah,
wanted
right.
to be Tiger.
Yes. And I thought I was going to appeal to a certain market here. And like I said, I could only go so far, and when I couldn't purchase the land, which I thought was in a great location off of 150, then it came back of interest about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, since I knew who the owner was, at least in name. And then it sounded like they were going a different direction. And so my idea to actually privatize it would be to buy all three. Well, everybody... I mean, I haven't really run the financials on it. I've got some, Freedom of Information Act stuff and the expenses and the income and there's income. And, but I think I could save the city like 30 to 35 million over 10 years by the fact that they wouldn't have the expenses.
Now, are you saying by buying you'd save them or managing?
Well, I think
that was another option, right?
Yes. Well, golf course management. Someone said, well, geez, do you have any golf course management experience? I said, no. But basically, you have to be a businessman that can look at income, can look at expenses, can look at a budget, can look at future improvements.
So how do you figure you'd save the city? What was the number you quoted? 35, how many million?
30 to 35 million if you take 3 million in expenses that they just have every year. And it will only increase.
So you'd absorb those?
No, the city would not have that expense.
All right.
In other words,
now you're talking about if you bought the golf courses now? Let's just let me deal with purchasing the golf courses, if we made an agreement to acquire them. Acquire them, because the city, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, you've looked into this, doesn't pay any property tax on their golf courses.
Well, that would be part of the structuring of the agreement. Obviously, ownership is everything, because then you have the freedom to back up your investment and do what you need to do to make money. There's a couple ways to structure this. It could be a land lease, similar to Lake Bloomington. I understand that all the homes that are up there on Lake Bloomington, excuse me, and the lake are owned by the city of Bloomington. Okay. And there's a 100-year lease or something like that, whatever that is. So the people actually don't own the property, but they have a lease.
So we're talking with Jim Pearson, who wants to buy or at least manage the Bloomington golf courses, take it off their hands. What kind of reaction are you getting from the city on this? If I'm the city, I'm saying, come take it away. I can wash my hands of all this.
Well, the golf course management, you know, besides I was talking about just being a good businessman and looking at expenses, incomes, you also need good people to work the course. And obviously one of the things you really need is to make sure you have a really good green superintendent that can do the right things to keep the golf course viable, attractive. And of course, it's a Palmer course is one of them. They do make money, yes, but it needs some improvements. Go ahead. And then the other thing was that Highland. What I was hearing from the community, from some people, and was that people did not want Highland Park to go away. They like that golf course. Of course, it's a 1930s design, and so I've given it some thought and talked to people and. Really, there's a way to keep Highland, probably reduce the number of holes down to 12, cut playing time from 4 down to 3 hours, still have the leagues, have youth out there. I've got another really great idea that was done in Iowa that would to build an indoor driving range or range. Practice facility. That would be key to really making Highland be profitable again. And certainly a key because from what little I know about those facilities, and there's one I have to contact, is that people love it and they can go practice winter round.
So what do you think the problem is with Highland? You say people love it. Evidently not enough people love it, or they're not charging enough to play golf because it is, out of all the golf courses, the least expensive to play, but they're losing $300,000 a year.
Well, I happened to show my, or the financial, the expenditures and revenues that the city gave me and which anybody could have. And I showed them to an accountant friend of mine who's owned lots of businesses and he seemed to indicate that basically probably they're spreading their expenses over three courses. You know, there's important people. They got excellent people in the golf shops, pro shops, at all the places. I've been treated excellently, for the 5 or 6 years that I've been playing as a Palmer Pass member. Lived here for 23 years. People that mow the grass, they do a great job. At least at the Den, where I play a lot. Mm. You have to look at those people and what we can continue to do.